I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First this morning, West Virginia schools were supposed to reopen today after a pay deal was reached with striking teachers, but public schools across that state remain closed today because many rank-and-file teachers are still worried about the cost of their health care. State legislators are voting on the pay part of this today. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra is following this.
Robert Schaefer, who teaches at Shippensburg University of Pennsylvania, says the fact that the teachers got this tentative deal so quickly is proof of what union pressure can achieve.
A commitment from a Republican governor in a state without collective bargaining for teachers, that's a win for teachers, it's a win for unions.
It's unclear whether a 5% increase, that's about $2,300 or so, will satisfy the teachers in West Virginia. The state ranks third lowest for teacher pay in the country. With the new rate hike, that ranking won't change. Catherine Brown is at the Center for American Progress.
This is a relatively significant increase off a very low base.
The fight will continue today, and the teachers say this isn't just about low pay. They also want lower healthcare premiums. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.